Welcome to the Sensory Project Show with Rachel and Jessica. We're here to share all things sensory, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and overall health and wellness from a therapist's perspective, providing raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for parents and families to implement into daily life. Thank you so much for joining us. A special thank you to Advanced Brain Technologies for joining us on this podcast adventure. We are so excited to announce that we've teamed up with Advanced Brain Technologies to bring you a special offer on all their programs. You've heard us talk about the listening program before, and we absolutely love the benefits we've seen. From the listening program to Brain Builder to Sleep Genius, ABT scientifically designed programs will make a difference in your lives.
Jessica and I are both certified providers, so we can help you and your family find a program specialized just for you. To learn more or to get started, head to our website, thesensoryproject.com, or call ABT at 888-228-1798 and tell them you heard about this amazing offer through the Sensory Project podcast. We couldn't be more excited to share this wonderful company with all of you. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode. We are so excited for today's topic because it is something that every child deals with, self-regulation.
And when we say self-regulation, we mean all the different things that go into that. So impulse control, arousal level, emotional regulation, and self-awareness. And this really ties in with executive functioning, which we've talked about before. So if you haven't listened to our episode about executive functioning, you need to pause, go listen to that episode first, and then come back to this one, okay? All right.
So let's just do a quick review on executive functioning and how it relates to self-regulation. Basically, it depends on three types of brain functions: working memory, mental flexibility, and self-control.
These three functions are intertwined and connected, and in order to have successful executive functioning skills, those three parts have to work together and coordinate.
Yep. So let's break it down. What is working memory?
That is our ability to retain and manipulate pieces of information over short periods of time. Basically, pull information out of your brain when you need it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So mental flexibility helps us to sustain or shift attention in response to different demands or to apply different rules in different settings.
Flexible thinking.
Oh, man.
And then, of course, self-control. That enables us to set priorities, resist impulsive actions or responses, basically just have control over what we do and say and our behaviors.
Yes. And so we see challenges in all three of these areas every day with most of the kiddos that we work with.
Definitely.
And so it's just important to remember that children aren't born with these skills. They're born with the potential to develop them.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much.
Can we just pause and let that marinate? Just let it sink in.
They are born with the potential to develop those skills.
So guess what that means for us adults?
Oh man, we have to teach them.
We have to teach them.
I think that's huge. It's such a great reminder that we do have to teach our children how to do everything pretty much. I mean, there's some things that they learn on their own, of course.
Like breathing. You know, I mean, those things, we don't have to teach them typically in most cases.
Oh, no. But really, truly, our children learn from us. And so if we can teach them the skills to have good working memory and flexible thinking and self-control and impulse control, then we're teaching them life skills.
Yep. And if it's difficult for your kiddo to learn these skills, that is where occupational therapists come into play. And we have a special way of using different programs to allow these special kiddos to understand these concepts in different ways.
Definitely. And it makes it fun. Because when a child struggles with executive functioning, they're going to have a lot of anxiety and negative behaviors, and so it can be really hard. So the tools and the programs that we love to use make it fun.
Yes.
And make them learn these skills by using games, basically. Yes. So that's what we are sharing with you today. Our favorite tools and programs to help teach our kiddos how to recognize and do for themselves the activities they need to feel just right all day long.
I love that. I do.
And to teach them those skills and prepare them for the future.
Mm-hmm. They have to learn them.
They do. We all do. Oh my gosh.
All right. So let's start with, I'm going to say this a lot, but one of our favorites. We love all of these.
They're all our favorites.
They're all great. All of them. And they're all different for different kids and how kids process information differently.
And I think you can use all of these and just go back and forth with them as long as your child doesn't get them like confused and mixed up.
Yes.
But I think that some of them are better suited for certain kids.
Yes.
Right? And so you just have to know your kid in order to figure out which one is going to work best.
Absolutely.
Okay. First one.
The first one is the zones of regulation. So this is a series of four colors.
Zones.
Yep. Each color represents a zone. Yes. So you have the red zone, the yellow zone, green zone, and blue zone. So I'm sure that you can already kind of start to identify what feelings those colors represent.
Definitely.
In case you don't. In case you need a visual, we're going to write out this visual in words.
Okay.
That was weird.
That's okay. So, actually with the visual, it's like a stoplight.
It is.
It is, just without the blue, because there's no blue on stoplights. Mm-hmm. But the three big ones are a stoplight. Mm-hmm. Red, yellow, and green.
Yep. So the red zone means that you are out of control, you're angry, you're mad.
Hitting, kicking, screaming.
And you can even be elated, so way too happy, so happy you're out of control.
Yes. And it's a really good concept because when you relate it to a stoplight, red means you need to stop.
Mm-hmm. So we tell our kiddos, if you're in the red zone, you have to stop. You can't play.
Yep. Until you
complete those actions to get your body to the green zone.
Okay, so the yellow zone. The yellow zone's kind of a tricky one sometimes because the yellow zone has emotions or actions that are not always appropriate, but sometimes they are appropriate for the situation. And what I mean by that is yellow is when you're starting to lose some control. So you're getting frustrated, you're getting upset. You're not all the way in the red zone, you're not all the way out of control, but you're starting to just lose some of that control. Mm-hmm. The other side of it is if you're really excited about something in an appropriate time, right? So like at a birthday party, you're excited, or even nervous you have an interview coming up, or that's for adults, not kids, so you have a test.
Yes, absolutely.
There are those times when you're going to be in the yellow zone and it is appropriate for the situation. So yellow zone's a tricky one to understand sometimes for kids.
Yeah. So the next one is the green zone, and green means go.
Good
so
to
that
go.
Means our kiddos are ready to play, they're ready to learn, they're feeling calm, they're feeling happy. I mean, that's just where you're striving to be at all times. And it's important to help these kiddos recognize it's okay to be in the yellow zone or the red zone. It's okay, it happens to everyone.
Everybody, yes.
And as an adult, you can say, you know what? I was in the yellow zone today too. It happens. But how are we going to get our body back to the green zone so we can go again and we can play?
Yep. And that's the whole idea with the zones of regulation is being able to self-identify where you're at, but then how to get back to that green zone, or if you're in the green zone, to stay in the green zone.
Yes.
Oh, we forgot about blue.
Oh, the blue zone.
There is the blue zone. So blue is your body's moving real slow because you're tired or you're sick or you're sad. It's just that really low.
Or hungry.
If I'm hungry, I'm in the yellow zone. Okay.
I get angry. Oh, man. Some kids get tired. Some kids struggle with energy when
lethargic.
They're hungry. And also some kids don't know that happens to their body when they're hungry. So saying, attributing that to that color zone, it tells them, oh, I need to eat. I'm hungry. I'm tired because I need some fuel in my body.
Yep, absolutely.
So one of our favorite visuals for the zones of regulation, like we talked about, is a stoplight visual. So we like to have the kiddos incorporate it into an activity and have the kiddos cut out the circles, laminate it, and then we like to use a clothespin to have your kiddo move their body to the appropriate zone that they're in. And you can write on the circles different strategies that they like to help get their body back to the green zone, just so they have that added visual of what they need to do in order to calm or wake up or whatever the situation is.
And this is really good for our kiddos with auditory processing challenges or communication challenges, because when they have the stoplight visual, they don't actually have to say anything, or they don't even have to listen to what you're saying. They don't have to listen to what you're saying. You know what I mean? They can just get that stoplight and they can show you where their body is to communicate what they need to do. Mm-hmm. So that is just so helpful.
Definitely.
All right. Should we move on to the next one?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. So the next program is called the Alert Program, or How Fast Does Your Engine Run?
I really like this one. This one is a fun one. I do feel like this one is geared towards younger kids because mm-hmm. it's very simplified, but it can be used for any ages too. So basically, the idea is that your body is like the engine of a car. Mm-hmm. And sometimes your body runs just right. Sometimes your body runs too fast. Or sometimes your body runs too slow.
Yeah. So we like to create visuals. I don't mean we. The program recommends using visuals.
And comes with visuals when you purchase the program.
So it's a car with a speedometer. You can have the kiddos color the speedometer, color the car. You can have them make a book about, oh, sometimes my body runs too slow. Sometimes it runs too fast, and so forth. And it just adds that kinesthetic component, the visual component, all of those different sensory components that will help your kiddo to understand and process this program really well.
And the three different sections are typically color-coded, mm-hmm. similar to the zones of regulation, right? So when your body's running just right, it's in that middle section that's green. When it's too slow, it's in the blue. When it's too fast, it's red. Mm-hmm. So it kind of uses that same color concept to help teach it as well and reinforce it. And then you're going to put different emotions and different actions in each section. So if your body's running too slow, what's happening? Why mm-hmm. is your body running too slow? Or if your body's running too fast, why?
What's happening? And then how to get your body to run at that appropriate just right speed.
Yep.
So talking about different strategies, their favorite tools to help get their body to move just right.
And this program comes with the idea that there are 5 ways to change how alert we feel. And those 5 ways are by putting something in your mouth, so getting some oral motor input, movement, so that's going to be like your proprioceptive and vestibular activities. Touch.
Oh, like me.
Yeah.
I'm touching a fidget right now.
She's fidgeting right now. And then looking and listening. So it comes with like this whole book and this whole package with all these different ideas and different activities to complete with your kiddo in order to teach those different things to do.
Mm-hmm. It's a great one, you guys. Check it out. Oh, have we mentioned? All of these are going to be linked in the show notes and on our website, so you can check them out.
Easy peasy. We want to make it easy for you.
All right, so the next program, we call it the Big Problem, Little Problem program.
And is this one? This one's not really a program, right? It's just like a visual.
A visual to go along with.
Like a tool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it as a program.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm missing out on something.
Hopefully not.
If you guys find a program that is Big Problem, Little Problem with the number system, let us know.
Yes, but until then, it uses a number system of 1 through 5. And this is a good tool to use for kiddos who have really big reactions to really little problems.
Yes.
And that happens with pretty much all of our kids. I mean, even me sometimes. But
we're going to be honest. It never happens to me.
Oh, okay.
Like if I lose a game, I'm always cool.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I thought you never lost.
I never do.
Oh, okay. You're right. Yeah.
Whew, okay. Close one.
Close call. So anyway, so the number system is 1 through 5. And basically, if you have a problem that's a number 1, it's really not a problem. You're pretty happy. You're calm. You're relaxed. Life's good.
Yep. And then, in addition, there are colors that coordinate with these.
Yes.
So the 1 is a green, you know, so.
Wait, what? It's green just like the other ones?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, do we need to pull up a picture?
No,
it's a thermometer,
sarcastic.
Right?
Oh. Oh, the other two programs we just talked about, green.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. Man.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
So the number 2 size problem, you might be disappointed, you might be uncomfortable. Just, it's a problem, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little reaction.
There you go. Little reaction. I like that. A number 3 might be a problem that makes you nervous or sad or irritated. So it's going to be a little bit bigger than a number 2, but still probably not a huge deal.
Yeah. Number 4, that's a little bit bigger problem. So you might have some crying. You might be really sad or mad even, and definitely frustrated. Mm-hmm. So you're going to visibly be upset with this size of a problem.
Definitely.
And it's okay.
Because, yeah.
It's a size 4. That's a pretty big problem.
And then the number 5 is the big one. That's going to be an emergency, a tragedy, or your child's in danger somehow. Mm-hmm.
So I always like to use the example of a number 5 is you broke your arm.
Oh,
or
definitely.
A car accident.
Yes.
You know, so we shouldn't be having giant reactions unless it is a big emergency like that.
Yes. And I like that how the way you word it of having a little reaction to a little problem or a big reaction to a big problem.
Yeah. And just asking them and just seeing if they can identify how big their reaction was and then try to identify the size of the problem and then see if they can figure out if they match.
Definitely. This is a good one to do like role playing with too and demonstrations, and you can show them what a big reaction looks like or what a little reaction looks
this
like.
This is my favorite. Oh no! Such a big problem is stubbed my toe! Like that.
And the kids think it's funny.
Yeah, it usually gets them out of a funk.
It does.
They're having a big reaction.
Yes.
They're like, what is happening?
Yes.
Why is she acting that way?
Yeah.
That's not okay.
It's so good.
Don't you guys just love therapist Rachel?
Of course. That's why we're here.
Oh, gosh.
That's why we're here.
Oh, man. All right. We better move on.
All right. One more. One more that we want to talk about. And this one is a program called Superflex. And this one's a really fun one.
Oh.
And this is a really...
It's a favorite, you guys.
What? This is a really good one because it increases awareness with social behaviors and how actions affect others.
Yes.
As well as how other people's actions affect emotions, our emotions.
Yeah. So you have all of these unthinkables... Which are the bad guys.
The bad guys, yeah.
And they invade our brains. And so they make us do things that show others that we're not thinking about them. And so the program goes through how to defeat these unthinkables. And you have to use Superflex to help out. And
Superflex is the hero.
He's the superhero. Yep.
With super flexible thinking.
Super flexible thinking.
So it's a really fun one because it comes with some, like, you can get all the different books and you can go through. It's kind of like a comic book.
Yeah.
It's put together as a comic book, so it's really fun and the kids enjoy it. But yeah, so that's a good one because it really teaches a lot of different strategies. And it can go along with all of these other programs and tools that we talked about, because if an unthinkable is invading your brain, maybe you're in the yellow zone. And how can you defeat that unthinkable to get back to the green zone?
Yeah, and it's a fun way to ask your kiddos, hey, who is invading your brain right now? And that way, they don't feel like it's them messing up and making all these poor choices.
They're not
it's
okay,
someone
yeah.
else invading their brain. And it just kind of helps them to process through their emotions so they don't feel like they're constantly bad.
Yes.
And they're constantly making all those mistakes. It's like, oh, yeah, the unthinkable invaded my brain. It wasn't me. And that way they can defeat them and move on with their happy little day.
Definitely. So those are the four that we really like.
We use them.
They're our favorites.
Weekly.
Mm-hmm. All the time. And they're the ones that the kids love and that can be used at home and at school. And they can all be used together or separately, just depending on the level of your child. And I mean, even young children who, you know, are starting to identify their emotions, like 3 years old, can understand mad or sad or happy. Yeah. And so that's a good one for those zones of regulation.
Yeah, and they can even understand what their bodies are doing. And they can recognize if they're moving too fast or too slow or just right. And having those visuals available with the pictures, the books, the stoplight, it's going to give them that feedback to recognize, all right, red equals stop. I have to stop.
Yep. And then using pictures for the different strategies to get to that calm state. So pictures of riding their bike or chewing picture of gum or fidget. And then a lot of times that can be helpful because then the child can go and look at all of their options and choose one. Mm-hmm. And especially if there's a communication or language deficit, then those pictures are, I mean,
they're huge.
They're perfect.
Also, when you're in the moment and when these kiddos are in the moment losing their minds, for lack of a better term.
That's true.
They don't want to be talked to. They don't want to be told what to do.
They're not going
to
process anything.
No. So if we, you know, open a book of pictures and we put it in their control and they get to choose what they want to do and we don't have to say a word to them. We just show them the picture. They point to what they want. We help them get it or they do it themselves. Whatever it is, we don't have to say a word.
Yep. And so then going along with that, you don't want to introduce any new ideas or concepts in the moment. Like
good
it has
point.
To
yeah.
be
I'm glad you brought that up.
When they're in a calm place, when they're in the green zone, because otherwise they're just not going to process it.
Yeah. And like we said, make sure that you are using these tools as well.
So modeling.
If you're upset or if you yell at your kiddo, you know, it's okay. Just talk about it. Oh man, Mean Gene was invading my brain. Or man, Mom was definitely in the red zone last night. What do you think she could do to get her body back to the green zone?
Definitely.
So that way, again, they don't feel like it's always them making mistakes and making those poor choices.
Yep. And kiddos can see your emotions. Oh, and so they're going to be able to see when you're frustrated. And so if they are around when you're frustrated, maybe they can help you come up with some strategies. Like turn it into, you know, reverse your roles and let them
teach you.
Like
steamroll you with a therapy ball.
Yeah. It makes it way more fun.
It does. And you guys know we love Pinterest, and there is a ton of great tools and activities on Pinterest that go along with a lot of the programs that we talked about today.
So go check them out for sure.
Yep.
All right. That was it. That's all we got for you.
That's it, you guys. If you have any additional tools or programs that you love, share them with us.
Yes.
Tag us
Let
on
us know.
Facebook or Instagram, and we would love to share those with everyone.
And if you and your child go and use any of these ideas that we just gave to you, tag us. We
yes.
want to see that. We want to share it.
Sharing is caring, you guys.
That's why we're here. All right.
All right. We will see you guys
next week.
Next week.
Bye.
We are so excited to work together and to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life. This is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, sensory integration, and overall health and wellness. We do not know you or your child, therefore, we do not know any specific needs, therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist.